And a good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about the folks who feed the world, our state's farmers and ranchers. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. So I stand in the beef barn at the South Dakota State Fair when a fella who works for the IRS in the state stopped by one of the stalls, asked the owner who was doing some fitting, "Wow, what an animal. How much is a bull like that worth?" Without hesitation, the reply was, "Are we talking for tax purposes or has he been hit by a train?" Sometimes the simplest answers are the best, and that certainly applies to the folks who live in the land. You know, it's always interesting to wander around a fairgrounds or a farm show and visit with the folks. Whether it's the Turner County Fair, Sioux Empire Fair, Dakota Fest, the South Dakota State Fair, or for that matter, the currently running Clay County Fair, I continue to be so impressed with the quality of people who own and operate this region's farms and ranches. I should remind the listener that as I speak, 98% of the farms and ranches in South Dakota are family-owned and operated. In fact, in many instances, there are three generations actively involved in making it go. I realize the overall size and scope of today's operation may not be what it was 25 years ago. That having been said, as far as this old cattle guy is concerned, whether it's 500 acres or 5,000, as long as the owner and his family are outside every day getting grease on their gloves, manure on their boots, that operation is family. That's also the reason we're in good shape as we look to feed this world of hungry people. Now think about the fact that our little state has a population of about 800,000 folks, while the population of our world increases by 800,000 every 4 days. Studies have shown that over the next 40 years, those same family operations will be asked to feed more people than were being fed in the previous 10,000 years combined. Because those family farmers and ranchers love what they do, regardless of the conditions, I got no doubt in my mind that feed a hungry world they will. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, you folks be extra careful in this fall work, and thanks a bunch for what you do.